Together with Helda, we went to the Dancing Keg. There were games, drinks, and hot food. Rian and Krellick tried to win the Deep Roth Tug of War, and Felgren won a game of Dwarven Pong. I sat with Dreamer and Helda, enjoying food and drink. It was just what we needed after Kelvin's Cairn and the Halls of Black Ice. So it continues in this short quest, Long Rest.
Alright, so as you guys rejoin the table and everyone is together, what is the conversation happening here?
I don't know what the conversation is, but he is going to back to just marathon drink from this point on.
I think Rian, after seeing her go out like a light, like he was sipping his a little bit, and he was getting a little tipsy, but when like he gave her the majority of it and saw her go out like immediately, he's just like, maybe I'll ease up on the drinking. It's like, so he's like sipping. He might go back to like a light, like a blue ale and stuff, and just kind of sip. But
it'll be pilsners throughout the night. But he's gonna drink a lot of them.
Nice. But yeah. So. But yeah. What combo do we have? I mean, at first I gotta imagine we're just talking about everything that happened, just unwinding the day, just like, or the last 3 days that we've been up there, just the up the mountain. Paraloo, the friggin' the lich, the everything, just washing over everything that's happened and just being like, oh my god, that has been the craziest 3 days of my life.
Tavini is very careful to skip the part about Paraloo dying and coming back. Yeah, she would not, and if someone's about to mention that Paraloo died and became a vampire, she'd be like shaking her head like very firmly, like,
oh, gotcha. Yeah.
What's that about a vampire?
Yeah. I don't.
Paraloo's a vampire.
No, he wouldn't.
Don't even joke. I was going to say. No. Because you know fucking Josie's going to make us roll on that shit. So. Don't even joke about
no,
it.
No, Felgren's known for knowing when to say the right thing, of course.
Yeah, no shit. But, So yeah, I think we'd gloss over it quickly, because I think as Rian would get going on it, he would kind of like get depressed by it.
No, think about that during happy drinky time.
Exactly. It's like, you know what? Fuck it. Where are we going next? What do we got left?
Well, I figured next I would go to the toilet. Is that what you meant?
Nope, but hey, you got to do what you got to do, my friend.
Well, I will try to catch up, and he just raises his glass and the drinks.
Nice. Wanders off. That's awesome.
No, he's at the table. He's at the table. Well, wait. Don't we have another package that's going north?
Aye, we got one more going to Vanifer. Up at the Ragged Glacier.
Oh, this. And he just kind of pulls out the cloth-wrapped dagger and just waves it around.
So as the party wraps up their games, they retreat to the table to drink together, to share greasy and meaty and fatty bar foods. You know, you have a few hours in the evening to rest, finally. You're not climbing a frozen mountain. You're not under a perpetually darkened sky. You're not having to fight whatever the hell it was you fought in the Halls of Black Ice. It is just a good moment to spend together. And what all are you guys doing as you're sitting here at the table, just sort of basking in each other's company and the company of the dwarves down here? And
Tavini has been sketching, making notes about the Halls of Black Ice. And then the happier things. Helda laughing, Krellick and Rian versus the cow, Fulgrin's beer pong, and then the big smiles of each of the party members. Just filling the pages with happier stuff after everything that they've been through.
I like that.
And then she's also munching. Nom nom nom.
Nice. Yeah, I think Rian's definitely digging into those cheese sticks. I don't know, I think Rian would have to like, I think he would kind of realize it, be like, you know, we've been, how long have we been together? How's it, like, at least a month now, right?
And you thinking about a proposal?
I don't think I could afford a ring for you.
No, you can't.
No, I absolutely can't. No, I just thinking that, as much as we know each other, as far as the just how we are, how we act, we fight well together. We might rib each other a bit and tease each other a bit and whatnot, but as far as actually our pasts and where we come from and all of that, and we know so little. I know you have a mother, so we talked about her mother's one time, Grin, but I don't know much about you at all. I don't know about your family. I don't know where you come from. And Tavini, I know you blacksmithed under Griggle, but I don't know where you come from either. Krellick, you're an ornery old bastard. Have no idea what made you that way. Not sure if I want to know that tale, but.
Krellick just kind of nods. He agrees.
Yeah. Yeah. And Dreamer, you're just an enigma wrapped in a friggin' conundrum. That... I have no idea what the hell you are.
I'm afraid to ask.
I'm not. Dreamer, where are you from? Where do you come from? What has you up here? Why you wander in the north? What had you join us? Why are you...
The way you are.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. Why are you the way you are? Not in a bad way, in a good way.
No!
I want to know more about you.
It's a compliment. You're weird.
He just sort of cocks his head and he looks up.
Mm-hmm.
And you could almost see the cogs turning.
Nice, like literally. You kind of see like through cracks in his fucking behind his neck and shit. Actual cogs turning in his head.
I don't really know where I come from.
Huh.
I woke up, sort of, in the north, and I was out for a while, and then I was in a cave with some yetis.
That explains the yeti thing.
Aye. Interesting. They didn't try to tear you apart or anything.
I don't think he's done.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
He'll tap his head. I don't think I taste good to them.
Fair point. We didn't think of that.
Aye.
What makes sense. Being in metal and wood and all.
I learned how they speak and communicate, and I came down from the mountains, and I've just sort of been wandering. He'll pull his pack off, and he'll rummage around in it, and he'll pull out his crudely drawn map that he's been looking at.
What you got there?
I had this on me.
Huh.
When I came to. And then he'll pull out the other map that he's been working on as they've been going.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll basically set them side by side, and he'll point out a couple of the similarities that he has found. But I had this on me, and this is one I made.
Huh.
I've been here, maybe, but I haven't.
Well.
Or if I have, I don't remember.
That is just about as cryptic as I would have expected from you, bud.
As far as we know, this could be really old.
Hey.
I mean, you don't age, do you? Maybe it's different because it's from a different time.
My parts do.
Fair.
That is fair.
I'm also drunk. So don't... Grain of salt.
Nice. I think Rian will actually start looking over both the maps. Does he recognize anything about them? Like, you know, I don't know if there's any, like, coastline stuff or anything, but, like, you know, just sailing and whatnot. Does anything look familiar, like, help Dreamer out with it at all?
Tavini is doing much the same. She's looking them over and memorizing them with her little keen mind beat.
Hmm.
All right. So if both of you could roll me history checks.
Oof. Oh, not bad.
Felgrin, as these are out on the table, I would appreciate you doing the same.
Okay. great.
And if Krellick's looking at them too, you know, everyone might as well get
would
in
you like
this
at disadvantage? Because he is drunk.
Roll me a constitution saving throw. And which of the many beers on the menu would you say you've drunk the most of?
Oh, definitely the Pilsner. Just
yeah, he said he's been rocking the Pilsners.
Okay. So give me a con save before you do. Oh, yep, nope, you're hammered.
All right.
Yep, history. Disadvantage.
Nailed it. 9. Considering his bonus, that's not bad.
Krellick, neither of you can make heads or tails of this map.
It looks like Icewind Dale.
Rian and Tavini.
Kind of.
As the pair of you are really kind of studying this map, especially Tavini, because you know you've lived in this region for some time. You've likely seen maps of your home. The details are there. You know, this mountain range looks right. Mm-hmm. This expanse of ice looks right. But everything seems slightly off. A bit of the coastline is out of sync with where it should be. These hills are more pronounced on Dreamer's map than they are elsewhere. There's a stretch of forest that, to your knowledge, does not exist on the more current map of Icewind Dale. If you were to actually go to that location, you are doubting that there would actually be a forest there. It is certainly strange. There's a lot of detail to both of these maps that he's worked on, and you know, those are, at a glance and with a bit of study, really kind of the things that jump out to you.
Hmm. Is there anything on the map that's like something that speaks out as far as, not like whatever, but like, is there like an X or anything saying like, this is
important? Go here and learn his story.
I mean, sort of like just something that indicates like, because even if you line up the maps that he was building between her, is there something that indicates like, is there like a insignia? Is there like a something that says like something was here? Like something that indicates like, yeah, anything that would lead us to something in that map.
As you really kind of give it a good hard look, there is something that jumps out at you. In the mountains to the east, and it's such a small mark that, you know, you could even be just mistaking it for a mistake, but on the older map, the one that is more filled out, you make out the most distinct little circle there. You know, this little black spot of ink, as if somebody had very pointedly been, this is the spot.
Ooh.
It's much fresher than the other ink that the map is marked with.
Dreamer, what's this sort of a spot?
You'll point to it?
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'll point right onto the map of it and be like, what's this guy right here?
Would be thereabouts to the southeast.
Thereabouts to the south. I have no idea.
Huh. I mean, compared to the two maps, huh. I wonder if that's something important to you, if you marked it on the map. If you marked it. I don't know if this is your map, or you say you don't know whose map it is.
He's just looking at the mark and just trying hard to remember.
Felgrin is also slowly leaning in.
Tavini points out the strange hills and the forest that isn't there.
These are a little strange. I do not think there is a forest here. And the coast is wrong.
Yeah, I noticed the coast. It seems a little off from what I've seen. But I couldn't tell you about any forests. I've only been in port towns around here until this trip.
Maybe it is really old.
It could be. That makes sense. Forests go. Coastlines change. Damn, how old are you?
He'll just shrug.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Well, how long does it take this to rust? And he just taps the metal.
That's a good call. How long does it take a friggin' warforge to rust?
Tavini just kind of looks at Krellick, wondering if the blacksmith dwarf has any ideas.
It would take an awfully long time for it to rust. I didn't even think about that.
Felgrin's fucking
drunken genius.
Nice. Sometimes it's the stupid questions that no one asks. Everybody's like, that was so simple, why didn't we think of it? Like, why don't we get a boat? Be like, oh, god damn it. Why don't we just walk there? Tell you what, my friend. This is southeast. I mean, after we get all these packages delivered, I wanted to visit my mother in Goodmead. We might be able to set out from there to the southeast if you're up for it. See what maybe that mark is for. Say you followed us along this path. Least we could do is go somewhere and check out this for you.
After we've resolved. And he'll make like a spinning motion in the air.
You mean the perpetual night thing?
It's not natural.
I said perpetual. Perpetual. Oh, you weren't correcting me. Never mind.
Yeah.
No. Correct. It is not natural.
Aye. It's absolutely not natural.
One could say it is unnatural.
Oh, you have such a way with words, Grin. Especially after you've been drinking.
He just closes his eyes and nods.
Yep. Oh, your sage advice. No, I've been actually thinking about that myself, and
I think his head got bigger.
I think it's the alcohol. I've seen that before. Too far in the drink, your head gets big. I don't mean ego. I mean literally gets bigger.
And red, but it'd be hard to tell.
Aye. You'd be surprised. Even with that tiefling. You can tell when they get blush drunk.
There is a lot to do.
Aye.
Now, I don't know if I'll stick around for all this it's always night nonsense, but we'll see.
See, I've been thinking about this, and, you know, I came up here to find a safe place for me and Miri, but under the circumstances, this place is far from safe. I can't get a nice little place out by the lake if all the lakes are forever frozen, and can't be safe if yetis can roam, and as I said, perpetual night can bring all types of things, and I didn't even think about this until, you know, recently, but, you know, creatures of the night might start congregating here if they know it's perpetual. So, I don't know about you fellas, and ladies.
Thank you.
We've handled quite a bit since we've been up here. Odds that would have laid low entire companies of soldiers. We've made it through.
Now, criminally underpaid, I might add.
Oh, you're no joke there. No joke there. Mm. In fact, at some point, we're going to have to start negotiating fees if we're going to be saving friggin' towns and people and countries and possibly, and that's what he finally kind of comes to, he's like, or possibly saving the North.
Mm.
Now,
Saviors of the North has a ring to it.
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it? Now, this might be the alcohol talking, but as I said, we've handled some crazy things. We've already dealt with a piece of, what was it? What did we think it was? Possibly a piece of the Night God? We don't know, but that's kind of what we figured. Goddess, whatever. At this point, fuck 'em. All I'm saying is we're handling it. If we can handle it, maybe we can do something around here. I'm not saying we're gonna, you know, go down in history as some legends or something, but we might be able to help. We might be able to actually do something. And we might be able to make some good money off doing something about it. That's what he kind of leans in, like on one hand, and kind of like a wink, wink, like, we might be able to make really good money doing this.
Well, that is a more attractive way of putting it.
Aye, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not expecting any answers from everybody right away, but it's something that's been on my mind, because as I said, I came here with Miri to give her a safe place. Because I haven't told you all this, most of you, but, you know, when I found Miri, she was in the possession of some people that weren't the greatest of people. And I was afraid they definitely were going to come looking for her. So, I absconded with her, took her up here to keep her away from anyone that might come looking for her. But if the Dale ain't safe to hide, nowhere is. So my only option is to make it safe.
Felgrin's gonna tap on Tavini's helmet with his nail.
I think you mean we're gonna make it safe.
I had to go.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Tink, tink, tink.
I don't think she's wearing the helmet, is she?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she is.
Is she? Oh my god, I didn't realize that. That's so fantastic.
And I will say that you've had enough time here just kind of sitting, enjoying the company of friends, that, you know, you've managed to attune to this. And yeah, you feel yourself being a little more dwarfy than you were before.
Nice.
And what about you? Out of all of us, you seem... He just kind of rolls his eyes a little. The most heroic? Or prone to it, you know what I mean.
What about, me?
You're very brave.
Hey, you got
She just kind of snaps his finger and points to Miri. That.
I would like people to be safe. I hope it is not Aurel that has caused this.
Unfortunately, it seems likely.
And I don't know much about the gods, but whatever it is, it needs to be handled. And it doesn't seem like anybody is.
He just kind of grunts and takes another drink. They never do.
Ain't that the truth?
Anyway, got a little heavy in here.
Yeah, right.
I am shocked that I'm not the one that made it heavy.
Yeah.
I was like, cool, I'm going to give you guys a fun night.
Yeah.
There's no drunken night has to get heavy at one point. It's a tradition.
Exactly. Yeah. It's how it is. Somebody's got to say something that either A, leads to the heavy I love you mans, or the...
That's great. I am all for it. I am here for this. Yeah. You guys are wonderful.
I want to get Tavini a drink.
Aye.
Oh, I think I've already got that covered.
More then. More of the...
More for everyone then.
That's a good... Yes. There we go.
Aye.
All right.
So Held is with us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'd be like, what do the dwarves think about all of this? About the night, the perpetual night? I know... It seemed like a couple of them like acted like it wasn't even a thing. I understand that you live underground, but y'all have to know what's happening. Like, what's, like, aren't you afraid of, like, what could come up? Like, it's perpetual dark up there.
We're aware of what's happening up there, but the majority of the things we need are all, you know, here underground with us. We ever need more, we just go deeper into the Underdark.
Aye, but I get that short term, but, you know, when something this... like on such a grand scale happens, that something has to be done about it. Otherwise, it doesn't just stay there. It doesn't, it's not just, things like this don't just stay on the surface. You know, it doesn't just stay in the sea. It doesn't just stay in the town. It spreads when there's darkness like this. And I don't mean literal. I'm talking metaphorical. Like when something's wrong, when there's an upset to the balance of things, it spreads. It always does. It will find you down here. So is that your plan? It's just I'm not trying to tell you, you know, how to live your lives or anything, but you have to know that it can't just last. You can't just stay underground and expect it not to affect you someday.
I understand where you're coming from, and you do bring up valid points. As it stands, we're warm, we're happy, we're fed, and we have a second hole to move into in which to fortify and defend ourselves.
Yeah. Which, again, not to step on you at all, but you already lost that one once. And that's not a besmirch on your character, because obviously things of great power moved in there twice. Again, how easily that could happen.
And what would you propose we do instead?
I don't know. Look into it. Send scouts out. Find out what's going on out there. You know? I guess. That's all I can think. That's all I can think is to track down a lead. Try to go somewhere. Figure out what's going on. Because if no one's going to do it, it's... This isn't a what-if situation anymore. You can look outside and see it's happening. It's coming. Literal darkness.
The dwarves have been around for a good long time.
Aye, it's probably just the beer talking. So ignore me.
No, yeah, bring up good points. These are things certainly that I've had discussions with others about.
Aye. That's good to hear.
I, being of the more dexterous variety, frequently spend my days out from under these halls. Mm-hmm. You're right in that we need more eyes out there.
Aye.
Got a handful of people I could see about nudging that direction. Maybe see if there isn't something we can discover for at least my father and you the next time you pass through.
Aye, that could be helpful.
But the scope of our talents, we can only keep an eye on so many miles from this place. My folk are not ones to go wandering abroad. Far, anyway. Not with things as dark as they are.
Well, you know, one thing I've learned, traveling with Krellick, if the worst way to get a dwarf to do something is to tell them to do it.
Aye. he kind of grin and laughs at that. He's like, aye, you're right, I made the first mistake there, didn't I?
The trick is to think it's, to make them think it's their idea.
Aye.
I think Krellick gets a weird look on his face, like, wait a minute.
Like, how many times has he done this to me?
Helda sort of glances at Krellick, and even seeing his confusion, she raises her glass to you, Krellick. You trained him well.
What can I say? Age before beauty.
Pilgrim just laughs.
And now she looks a little confused, and maybe a little insulted, and then really kind of takes a moment before considering to let it go.
One can have both.
Aye. Yeah, look at Carla.
You calling me old now?
Well, not yet. Wise beyond your years, he says as charmingly as possible.
Attaboy.
As to not get clobbered over the head.
Yep. If only she was into you.
You're still making up some ground, but fighting beside you, yeah, that was certainly, you know, you paid back some of your debt.
Well, thank gods for that.
Plus, watching your friend there, and she points towards Rian, get knocked on his ass by a cow.
Hey, that should pay his debt. Right outright, right there.
It was beautiful.
Watching you lose money on Krellick here. No offense, Krellick.
Nah.
Yeah, that felt a little petty, but good.
I can't fault you for that. I would have enjoyed it too.
Where do you think you're heading next?
North, I guess. Although there is that moose.
Aye. The great, what was the name of it? The Great White?
The Great White Moose.
The Great White Moose of the Lonely Wood. That's right. Was it moose?
I don't remember. Elk? Whatever. It was a moose or an elk.
Donkey?
It was one of those things.
Mouse?
No, it wasn't
a moose. It was definitely...
The Dread White Moose.
It was a moose.
It was a moose. You're right.
Yes.
You're right. It was a moose.
But I suppose that is potentially less important than getting rid of whatever the hell this is. And he just points down to his bag.
Does he have his bag open?
Slightly.
Okay. Could I see that sending stone in there?
Yes.
Nice. You're like...
I don't know what's in that, what she gave us, but it gives me the creeps.
What's that? Hey, isn't that the stone you got from the rat girl?
Oh, yeah, the one that tried to kill me many times.
Aye.
Yes.
What was it again? You guys called it something.
It was a sending stone.
What does that do?
Talk into it. He just tosses it to him.
Yeah. It's like, looks at it, he's like, so you just, like, talk into it?
I guess.
Hello. He holds it up. He's still a little drunk.
Dialing stone.
Yeah, we are. We are absolutely doing that right now. He said it's got like a little face with like a
drunk dialing the sending stone.
Goddamn right we are.
This might as well happen.
It's like smell bad.
Yeah.
You have a few words you can use when you cast sending. Is it just a hello, or are you using the other 19 words at your disposal?
I think it starts off with, is this thing on? Hello.
Yes, it's on.
New number.
Is anyone there? I think that's literally what he has. And he like holds it up to his ear. Like, that's how he's supposed to do it.
There is a very, very long pause. And then it's almost like you hear breathing in your ear.
He goes, oh shit, and drops it like on the table. Like,
oh my god.
And grabs you it. Can see the face on the stone. Almost seeming to draw in breath like a sigh. And then a very distinctive voice comes through.
Who the fuck is that?
You're going to pay for her death.
Oh,
and that is eyes. All that comes out.
Fogger's eyes go wide. It's in his palm, I imagine, at this point. Well, holy. That was cryptic. He just laughs and throws it on the table.
I think Rian is now sober. It's just like, oh my god, did that just really happen?
Someone seemed upset. Felger doesn't seem at all bothered by this for some reason.
Yeah.
Now like something just... else wants to kill us.
Yet what else is new, right?
I mean, I was just more excited to talk back. I didn't think we'd actually get someone.
Wait, did he recognize the voice?
I wouldn't say so. Nope.
Okay.
Did any of us recognize the voice? Like, would any of us, like, is there any roles any of us could do that maybe it's for someone from our past?
I would say, you know what? Those of you who went into the tavern on that island that you went to. Yep. Anyone who went in there, so yeah.
Is that the one where he got his money stolen?
Even remember.
Yeah.
That was okay. Right before we fought the rat, yeah.
So he was definitely in there.
I think, Felgrain, you also would get an opportunity.
What's the roll?
Roll me a general intelligence check.
Again, he's drunk. Does that affect it?
Sir.
Yep.
Okay.
Actually, I should say, I had Rian before you do that.
Oh, sorry.
I did have Felgrain give me a constitution saving throw to see if he was drunk.
Yes.
And what is the strongest drink that you have put in your body tonight, because I know you took a couple sips of that stout.
I did take a couple sips of stout.
But you did also pass it along.
I did. And then I switched over to the, what was the blue ale is what I was playing with. Which, right. I said.
Did you finish that battle hammer brew?
No, that was the one I handed to
no, Felgrain. You handed the, oh yeah.
Yeah, I handed you the battle brew, and then I ended up handing the other. I didn't drink any of those. I had a sip.
All right.
Yeah, that would explain his current state.
Yep, so go ahead, give me a constitution saving throw.
I can do that. Let me see.
Come on, buddy.
Saving throw.
You have to beat a 10. So.
All right.
Hey, yeah. 15.
Okay, woo! So yeah, the 19 sits.
Okay, sweet. Nice.
Oh.
Look at two.
Oh, God, he doesn't know shit.
Yeah.
So.
The other one wasn't much better. It was an 11.
What? The frost and wagon?
Yes. That was
in a strange moment of clarity within your mind, the fog of your own drunkenness is lifted. And going over those words, you're going to pay for her death. There were a lot of people in that tavern.
Mm-hmm.
But there was one individual who drew your eye, whose menace was very understated, very sort of raggedly dressed individual with hair in a muss and bags under their eyes. And with a 19 intelligence check, thinking on it, there was somebody else on the island that you saw who had a similar cast to them. And the last you remember of that person was beating them to death. And the face that you associate with that voice that you glimpsed only briefly in the tavern and overheard them speaking, for some reason reminds you of her.
Oh, shit. Like a brother or something.
Ah, fuck balls.
Yeah.
There's always family.
Yeah. It's like, I know that voice. I heard it in the tavern. I was eavesdropping on a conversation. Somebody else that had snuck off the ship like us. And I saw a ragged fella, and I heard his voice, separate than that conversation. But now that I think about it, he looked an awful lot like that rat girl. I wonder if it was some type of relation.
Is that the assassin that Krellick saw?
Aye. You know, that's... We assumed it wasn't her. Because the timeline didn't match up, but if she had a partner, perhaps he was the one on the damn boat.
Huh.
That makes a lot more sense.
It's unfortunate that she died, but she was a dick.
Aye.
To me, specifically.
Oh, absolutely.
She stabbed me.
I gave her her fair warning. Aye, we gave her several warnings. We caught her. I gave her a warning. We warned her when she attacked us the second time.
Unfortunately, I don't think he cares, and he never will.
Oh, well.
It's going to end bloody.
Likely.
I'm strangely okay with that.
It won't bring me any happiness, but... Goddamn it, if it's between any of you and him, he's the one going down.
Felgren just nods. He looks, to his credit, a bit solemn.
Yeah.
But drains his drink anyway.
Yeah, anyways. If his ass is all the way back at the Frosted Flag, it's going to take him a second to meet up with us. So, drink up!
I'm going to leave this here. He points to the sending stone. Because I don't know if he can... I don't know, what is it? Scrying or something? That's what, like, wizards do, right?
You're the magic one. I don't fucking know.
I don't dabble with
You're
scrying.
You're supposed to be teaching me how to do this shit. I definitely don't know.
Scrying is boring. You just kind of... drops it at that.
Sounds interesting.
Tavini's like looking at the sending stone.
I do not think items are easy to track. But people. Yes.
Oh, well, that's not good. He definitely knows who we are.
He definitely saw our faces. Well, at least he saw the side of my head. I had that damn stone right up to my ear. Scared the shit out of me.
Well, he also saw Krellick.
Aye, that's true.
He's
definitely seen enough of us, yeah. But, you know what? If it comes, it comes. We'll deal with it when it does, but he's gonna have to find us in the Great White North first, and it's not like we've been staying in one place for very long.
Problem for another day, and he lifts his mug.
Yeah, I think Rian picks up the stone and just goes, good luck, and fucking throws it back on the table.
God, he's gonna show up at like the worst time and just fuck us over.
I know too, and it's gonna be that line's gonna come back to haunt me.
I am so happy you guys talked to that stone because
you're welcome.
You know what? We'll get to that at a later date.
Tavini's gonna like reach out and take the stone and tuck it away in her bag.
Hey,
excellent.
That well, whatever.
Hey. Say, if he's scrying on us, he said he could do it with our face, so it doesn't matter.
I would like to study it.
By all means, you know more about it than I do.
Perhaps I could make ones for us.
You think
sounds
you could do
good. Yeah.
I would like to try.
Well, that'd be amazing. Tavini, you never cease to amaze me, I swear.
She does seem amazing. Helda, very deep in her cups, has like two empty beers in front of her and is three quarters of the way through a third.
Yeah, I think there's like just like a 5 second just silence at the table.
Felger just looks Rian over just his cup at Rian. Like,
do I need to leave?
Yeah.
Dreamer. Oh my.
No.
Tavini like smiles warmly at Helda, just grateful for the compliment.
Anyway.
And then she's going to very quickly drink, like, the last of her whatever Helda has been drinking. You know,
yeah, and Helda very awkwardly sort of drains hers, too. Is not really looking at anyone, because she seems to have realized what she said.
Rian's, like, doing one of those in his drink, like, as he's taking a drink.
It's so hard for Felger not to say something.
I know, he's like, she is so smooth.
Tavini's ears poking out between her curly hair seem to be a little darker than usual.
Nice. Smooth like sandpaper.
Blush.
Yeah.
Right, fuck. We were talking about where you're headed next, huh?
You know what? I don't know.
Hey.
That's my answer.
Honestly, you know what? I'm almost... So, we've been paid up front. Not much, don't get me wrong. Not nearly enough for the fucking shit we've done.
Hey, keep in mind that my father did say that... Oh, what the fuck was that? he did say that he'd be...
She's drunk.
Sending someone by your quarters. Could well be that maybe it's already been delivered.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm sure your father's paying very well. It's our initial job that we got paid for. You see, when we first came up here, what was it? I think we got 5 gold apiece to deliver the 6 packages that has led to death, destruction, mayhem, and us dying on 3, maybe 4 occasions. Yeah, so that's the part I'm saying we didn't get paid enough for.
Well, that now, last part was mostly you.
We fought.
Which one? Dying?
The dying, yes.
Yeah, mostly been me most of the time.
But we all fought and killed a lich. A frost giant lich for 5 gold apiece.
You rode it.
He rode a lich for 5. I wouldn't have done that on a bet.
No, of course, no. Never.
You all got paid.
As you said it, the fucking meme popped up in my head. Oh shit, that's good. That's so stupid.
Fucking idiot. Yeah,
I love you, Lando. Oh shit. That was good. Okay. There it is. You guys got paid? Fucking. Oh, god damn it. Like, but do they have like a maybe back in Bryn Shander, do they have like a deliverer's union hall or something that we can just pass this last one off to? Because that son of a bitch is out there. Have you seen the maps of where this last one is? Everything we've done up to this point is like child's play compared to what we have to do out there. And there's the only way we're making it out there is if we buy sleds and a dog. And I've looked up some of the prices on that when we were in Bryn Shander. We got paid 5 gold and it's going to cost us like hundreds to buy enough sleds and dogs to go the fuck up there. Unless someone takes us up there, which I guess that might be a thing, but that's gonna cost us money too. So, all in all, this is at a negative, straight up.
Are you so sure that your employers, I don't know anything about them having a guild hall or something, but if you find one, are you so sure that they won't supply you with those things? Maybe honest, you've been kinda, you know, doing this ass backwards, if as it were.
Damn, there's it. A lot of water between us and them, to be fair.
No, there's probably a fucking guild hall or something we're supposed to go touch.
How did you get from, how'd you initially get up here in the north from where you were first hired?
I don't know, I didn't pay attention.
You're
for like 12 episodes?
Luskar deliverers? Yes?
Yes, we're Luskar deliverers, and we're about to get dropped some fucking knowledge that's gonna make us look like assholes here.
Oh yeah, that would be a first time for that.
No shit.
Tavini lived in Bryn Shander. Does she know? Does she know of any Luskar deliverer holes in Bryn Shander?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
God, we're such fucking idiots.
Good.
Oh my she, god.
She kind of like taps her mug like.
That makes me want to like restart the fucking adventure. Like. Such dickheads. Oh my god. Didn't even.
There is a hall for the deliverers in Bryn Shander.
Fucking, it's like mm-hmm. The what?
Oh, then I guess we have hazard pay to collect.
Oh, we need to go back to Bryn Shander like tomorrow. Oh my god.
We'll take a pack of your finest dogs.
Yeah.
And a lot more money.
And a solid gold fucking sled.
Aye.
And one of you is going to follow me around and kiss my ass for the next few hours.
Just a few
hours. Non-negotiable.
Aye. This is all drunk talk. It's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
But like, I want my own personal ball washer for an afternoon.
These balls right here. Oh my god.
I mean, you don't really have any... There's just the one at that table.
Oh dear.
Oh, Miriam,
I forget she's here so often.
I'm not having this conversation.
That's
you're
a good
such
idea.
A precious little thing that I am not going to spoil you on that one. We're just... You're right, honey. I left the ball over there. You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I'm going to go see how much we got paid. And then he just kind of stands up and wobbles a little bit.
We should probably cash in for the night. We could pick this up in the morning and I feel so stupid that we didn't check for a Luskar Deliverer's location. We probably should have taken them. Never mind. We're not going to touch on that one.
Fogan's already stumbling towards the door.
Yeah. They're like, you know what? I'm behind him. Y'all have yourself a wonderful night. I'm going to do a, as we call it, a sailor shuffle. And
good night.
Good night. He stumbles after Grin.
How much do you think a barrel costs?
A barrel of what?
The Pilsner. Pilsner?
Oh, I'm sure if we ask him right, we could probably just get one.
Let's go do that. And then he changes directions quickly to the bar.
We taking this back to the room?
Yes. Yes.
Fuck.
Helda flags down Mac. Sweet lad. Could you bring us some of the Pilsners?
As you see Rhiannon fucking
I want a barrel!
Rolling the barrel. I say we already got it. We're rolling it down the fucking hallway.
You're rolling it on the ground.
Yeah, that's the best way to get it. We're not going to carry it fucking heavy. Just roll it. Just like looking back to the group, just going shh.
Oh my god. No.
Kirkwood's like, no, I'll hold the mugs. You roll the barrel.
Putting my DM foot down on that.
Oh, don't stop our
at
shenanigans.
At least not before there's been a couple of rolls.
No, I'm just kidding. Actually, for that, we probably would. That would be hilarious, but...
If you feel your characters are drunk enough to try and slip away with a barrel of the Pilsner...
We're gonna try. He just rolled it. Can I do a persuasion first before we try to steal it?
I rolled a one.
Man, he went on the stealth check.
Okay.
Oh my
just
god.
Just stumble over the damn counter
so,
like, and give up.
So hold on. As the pair of these drunken louts head towards the bar, Felgrin, smooth as you are, confident as you are in social situations, you know how bars tend to have, like, that door that is a countertop that is hinged and you lift it to get through?
Yes.
You, bold as you please, lift that up and step behind the bar. Where the bartender who had served you earlier is turning away from a customer and just staring at you.
He just gives, like, a salute.
Salute her. And she continues to stare as you drunkenly reach up, grab one of the barrels.
Nine hells, this is heavy.
And pass it to Rhian over the counter. And this woman goes, "All right, dearie.
Yes?
If that barrel leaves this establishment, or that barrel, without me getting paid, we're gonna toss you out on your asses into the snow."
How much? He says, wobbling.
It'll serve about a dozen people. 40 gold.
That is steep.
Like, you don't think we earned it? We took back the hall.
That's a Pilsner.
No, it was a hall.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
All right.
It had
shards on damage control.
No. It's fine.
I think Krolik's just gonna throw sausage.
Okay, hugging a sausage across the room,
it's very
just
helpful.
Whipping it.
It's very helpful.
Hits me in the side of the head. Like, that's... Damn it, Krolik. Oh.
Tavini's going to slide the 20 gold that Helda gave to her towards Dreamer.
To go help pay for it.
He'll scoop up the gold before he walks over.
Oh, hello, Dreamer. Are you here to carry the barrel?
he can't lift this thing. Do you see how he hit the fucking side?
Are you with the with these upstanding gentlemen?
Unfortunately.
Well, hey now.
No, he's right.
You don't need this.
The barrel?
Yes.
Oh, I definitely need the barrel.
I don't. I mean, the more this escalates, the more I don't think we do.
Okay, how about one to go?
One barrel or drink?
You
drink.
Don't mean the barrel
no,
to go.
Okay. A mug.
Right, because here I was thinking you were being smart.
He'll slap 5 gold down for your trouble.
Aye.
She immediately cheers up and, you know, takes those coins, drops them into a coin box where they rattle around, and then fixes her eyes on you as she pours a pilsner, and then, almost as a kindness, pours one for Rian as well. And passes you each one, and then continues to watch. So, you're gonna put my barrel back on the shelf, aren't you?
Yes, Dreamer, put the barrel back, please.
I got it.
This is your mess.
I got it. I'm sorry. And in fact, I think he's gonna hand us his other beer off to Grin. And be like, I can't believe I just let you talk me into this.
It's too heavy for me to lift. It's insensitive, Dreamer. It's very heavy.
Heft it up there and try to push it back in.
As soon as I tried to take it, I realized it was a mistake.
Yeah, it was a pretty good-sized mistake, but it's a good thing you're cute.
Isn't it? He just holds his drink up. Leave? Yes, no, I'm leaving. Thank you. He nods to her.
Have a good night. I'll see you tomorrow night if you decide to come by.
Gives like an extended bow that spills some of his drink and then leaves.
Nice. I imagine he puts his hand to his chest and then bows and pours out his entire drink.
Yeah. Sad.
No, just half of it.
Okay.
And then he puts an arm around Reed's shoulder and walks out with him.
Yep. There you go.
Come on, buddy.
Pass.
Yeah, we're out.
Pass beneath the sign of the dancing keg.
Slap it.
Give me a strength check.
Hells yeah.
With it at disadvantage because you are hammered.
Okay.
11!
15!
That's amazing with a minus one at disadvantage.
So, as the pair of you pass beneath the sign, Rian reaches up and slaps it hard and sends that sign rocking. And the arms and the legs start flailing about like a wacky inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Nice. I can't believe you
got that first try. Yeah, wow.
Yeah, Felgrin, that's pretty fucking good.
Felgrin following up on the backswing, catches the bottom of it and just whips his arm forward. And scrawny as he is, the sign almost turns around like, you know, a small child on a swing when they go the full 360 rotation.
Yeah.
It almost accomplishes that because of the momentum you gave it, Rian.
Nice.
And then it starts the backswing again. And Dreamer, are you behind them? Do you want to give it a smack?
I'm not leaving yet.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Does he see them successfully smack the sign?
Probably.
Yes. Yes.
Gives a high five to fucking Belgrin.
Yep.
As they wander out into the halls. Not to be seen or heard from
until tomorrow
for the
morning.
Rest of this scene.
Yeah, I think we've overstayed our drunken welcome.
Yeah, exactly. So,
so by all means,
yeah, proceed.
Proceed.
So, what is everyone else in the tavern doing?
Crowley's just staring at the doorway.
Tavini is making herself very small behind a mug.
Yeah, they are words.
They are words indeed.
Yes.
All types of words.
I'll return to the table and give Tavini back her 20 gold.
Thank you.
We were this close to a barrel.
I think tonight was a lovely night. But I believe that I'm going to be turning in.
Okay. You fought very well. And yes.
You too. You take care of yourself. You be safe, you know, Going back to your quarters?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And she nods and polishes off the fourth pilsner that she had ordered. Turns it over upside down on the table so that the damp rim of the mug is on the wood. And then sways her way out. And Helda is going to try and slap the sign.
Nice.
So let's see, our strength ability check. And she is throwing this at disadvantage because she drunk.
Ooh,
nice.
Five.
Whiff.
So it is still swaying from when the two of you passed. But as she reaches up and goes to smack it, she instead whiffs and smacks the doorframe beside her instead. I don't understand what happened. I'm the most accurate dwarf in this damn fortress. Somebody moved that sign.
Is that regulation? Is that sign regulation?
She's gonna keep going.
Nice.
Her ears are very dark still. They've, you know, she's blushing again.
Poor girl.
Yeah.
It's a good thing your helmet's so big, because she's hiding under that too.
Nice.
Yeah, I love
it. Is there anything else that my tavern goers want to do, or do we want to wrap up your night of revelry?
I think Krellick's turning in.
All right.
I'm going to smack the shit out of that sign as I leave.
There we go.
I want to see if Tavini is drunk after Pilsner as she leaves.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, in that case, give me the DC 16 Constitution saving throw.
I believe with that plunk. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She can hold her booze.
You know, you're feeling more attuned to the dwarven people than you ever have before with that helmet on your head.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Krellick, Dreamer, and Tavini are all leaving at the same time, Tavini will also try to get the sign.
Nice.
Okay. You might need a bit of a boost to reach it, because it is pretty high overhead.
She'll try and jump.
Try and jump. Okay.
Some hops, dude.
So, I'm going to need first an athletics check.
Say, she's tough. I bet she's got decent athletics.
Oh, the plus one, no. Though.
No, she doesn't.
Yikes.
Yeah, you know, you try to leap up and give it a good old smack. You get maybe halfway there. And, you know, Krellick and Dreamer, the two of you, are we smacking the sign?
I will pick Davini up first and let her smack the sign.
That's awesome.
I was going to say Krellick was going to do the same thing.
Yep. Got it, right. Boys.
So the two of you, like one of them on either leg, kind of give you the cheerleader pyramid lift.
Thank you.
Most uneven lift and ever.
Yep. But it's a lift.
Like 4 foot and 8 foot.
It's a drunken lift or a half drunken lift, you know?
I believe smack the shit out of that sign.
Yep. There it is.
So give us that strength ability check, Tavini.
Oh no.
Wham!
17!
Oh shoot!
So.
Slapped it.
Fatality!
With everyone else having gone already, little Tavini, with only two witnesses, reels back and sends that sign spinning. It does the full 180 loop, and then I'm gonna need you to give me a dexterity saving throw.
Nice. We broke the sign.
Sorry, 360 loop. Not broke it.
Oh
no, she's gonna come
back around.
Shit smacked out.
All right.
Nice.
16. Okay, so with the two with the dwarf and the warforged lifting you up, you were about at eye level with the sign when you went to go and smack it. And sure enough, you hit it hard enough to send it spinning. To where it whips over your head, and you have to duck to avoid getting knocked in the back of the head with the very heavy wooden part of the sign. One of the flailing legs does sort of knock you in the shoulder, but not enough to cause damage. It's just like, ow! And then it goes back to swaying back and forth.
That'll show that sign who's boss.
Right.
She holds up her arms like, yeah!
And then as Dreamer puts you down, either one of my two remaining players want to take a swing at it.
I'm gonna.
Dreamer just narrows his eyes.
Offer Dreamer the next go,
milady.
And then Dreamer will be like, "No, you first."
He's scared.
It won't be so embarrassing if he misses, but it'll be so much more embarrassing if he nails it.
Yep, he nailed it.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't do the full 360 loop that Tavini's did, but it gets to the peak of its arc before it starts swinging back your way, and those arms and legs are just bouncing and flailing everywhere. And a couple of dwarves sort of squeeze past you out of the bar, similarly on their way home for the night, and they see the sign swinging overhead and give you the double finger guns, like, "Hey!"
I love it.
I'm so sad we missed it.
I've seen so many people, you know, they go and they're shaking their hands after they slap that thing, and, "Hey!
Aye,
you got an arm."
Hey!
Tavini's going to try and be very supportively subtle as she goes, "You got this. You can do it, Dreamer."
All on you, Dreamer.
Giving him a guidance.
He's cheating.
It's okay, bud. Everybody hit it. It's fine.
All right, Dreamer. No pressure.
I really hope this fails.
I know.
So bad.
Either way, it's going to be great.
Do it.
Come on.
Here we go.
All right.
Hit. Oh! And a max out of the 4.
Give us that guidance.
Here
oh, wait.
It's
Jerry
in there.
Did.
It's
so
5 on the die, 4 on the max plus. Oh, shit.
Dreamer. Every member of the team now has done this.
Oh my.
And you have failed. You have failed twice now.
Oh,
but
shit.
This is your moment. With Tavini's words of encouragement ringing in your ears, this is Dreamer's hour.
It's my time. And as you, my time down here.
As you haul your hand back and go to slap that sign, someone exiting the bar drunkenly behind you stumbles into your back and pitches both of you forward into the onto the stone cobbles underfoot.
Oh, you got
just
robbed.
Drunkenly sprawling in a heap there. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, let me pick you up. Oh, you're not a dwarf. He's like sort of blindly groping and feeling your arm.
Yep.
And then sort of blearily blinks at you. You're not a dwarf, but you got feet here. Up, up, up. Starts hauling you to your feet.
I think Dreamer is just limp.
He just goes, like, just dead weight won't be pulled up. Just,
he's lost his...
Dead weight refuses to stand.
He's lost his will to live.
Let me lie here.
Yeah. Hey, if there's one positive to take from this, it's that Rian and Grin did not see it happen. So.
Oh, God, you are so lucky. Oh, my goodness.
And Tavini is not at telling
least,
them all.
Yeah, I was going to say, at least the two supportive people saw it happen, so.
The sign crushed his soul.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, my face hurts from laughing.
God, that was funny.
Oh, my God. Oh. It worked out my jaw, damn it. Oh, God, that's good.
After a sec, he'll stand up. And just walk dejectedly back to the quarters.
Oh, poor Dreamer. I really, really did want you to fucking crush that thing. I was hoping for like a nat, like max 4, max 20, just smash the sign down like Shaq pulling the rim down. That's what I was hoping for, but...
No.
I just come down to have the sign in my hands.
Exactly. Oh. I just want to see it just like, rrr, like friggin' like land like a beast.
Poor dream.
Alas. T'was not meant to be.
At least, yeah, the silver lining is at least the shitheads didn't see it.
Yep.
The 8-foot tall warforge couldn't do it, but the 2-foot tall lady almost killed herself by hitting the sign too hard.
Yeah. It is how it goes. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. So, winding down the night as Rian and Felgrin are the first to reach familiar quarters, ones that you had spent in before, that sort of barracks space, you know, where there's still room for more dwarves to be born and or brought into this fortress. You find, as you're sort of poking your head into each of the rooms, in the first one, when you enter on the left, there is a small red silk bag with a drawstring sitting smack dab in the center of one of the beds.
Santa came!
God.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah, Rian's going for the bag.
No, I think Velgar just puts a hand on his chest.
Yep.
It like be fighting a trap.
Like kids going. Yeah. Like fighting like kids trying to get to presents first.
Could be a trap. Better let me open it, and then he runs.
Like, oh, God damn it! And he comes after him behind him. It's like, oh, you son of a bitch.
So which of you gets there first?
I'd say he gets it, because Rian would have like stopped for a second.
Alrighty. Yeah, so as you pick up this bag and yank open the drawstrings, you find inside a number of small gemstones.
Oh, dear.
What we got?
Where do you show Rian?
Oh yeah, he's right next to him. He's not.
I was gonna say, I walked up right next to him. I was like, there's no hiding it.
Right. It looks so, like there's a different color.
Emptying them out into your palm, you find 200 gold worth of diamond. So almost enough for another revivify. Mm-hmm. A coral gemstone, which Rian, to your eye, because you do have that uncanny, almost draconic ability to gauge price.
Mm-hmm.
You would judge to be 100 gold, a citrine and a chalcedony, both worth 50 gold apiece. So altogether, you've been given 400 gold on top of anything that you may have found in the halls of black ice.
Fantastic.
Seems good.
Aye. But like, there's at least 400 gold worth of stuff in here, bud.
Acceptable payment.
See, now this is what I'm talking about. Like, this is the type of payment we should have been getting. For delivering those packages. Like, that wasn't even as hard as the lich. Or the mountain. Or the shark. Or any of the other ones. Like, well, that's not true. It was pretty scary in that.
It was, and then he tries to casually put it in his pocket.
Like,
Sleight of hand.
Yeah, he's a little sumbitch.
Disadvantage?
Honestly, I don't know how it's gonna work. Like, I know they're there.
He's gonna try it anyway.
Attaboy. Oh, that's how you spell chalcedony. I did not spell that right.
True, I didn't know that either. Wait, what is 405 ways?
Why'd I roll it? I should have just gone on principle.
So, Felgrin, which of those stones are you pocketing?
How about I just roll? Okay.
I'd say the diamonds are each, you know, small denominations, about 50 gold apiece. So, altogether, you have 450 gold diamonds, 100 gold coral, a chalcedony, and a citrine. So, 7.
Pocketing.
Pocketed a diamond, I guess.
Yeah, all right. 50
gold worth, you son of a bitch.
No, I think there's 350.
No. Oh, no, goddammit, you're right. Oh, man, I swear I saw 4 diamonds. Oh, man, I drank too much.
Yes, mistakes do happen, he says as he hands you the bag.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
You know, he's just very pleased with himself for some reason.
Yeah.
Damn, it had to be the diamond.
I know, exactly. Like, the thing that she needs to friggin' resurrect people. Revivify? Yeah.
I don't know that, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's too good.
Yeah, no one, okay. No one knows that.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even have that spell yet, do you?
She does.
No, she does.
Oh, she does? Oh, nice.
When the
I can't prepare it because I need 300 gold of diamonds. But
when the time comes, she's gonna be like, "I need more diamonds," and then he's gonna look from her to the dead Rian.
Yep, to the gold pocket. Yeah, I was gonna say because there's not gonna be a fucking diamond because you already sold it.
Oh, fine.